Last week, Wright State officials announced they must cut another $10 million from the school's budget before June 30th to avoid being placed on state fiscal watch. It's the latest development in Wright State's years-long financial crisis, which was prompted in part by widespread overspending. WYSO's Jess Mador spoke with education reporter April Leslie about how further budget cuts could impact ongoing faculty contract talks.
So we know that Wright State's Board of Trustees met last week and announced these cuts were imminent. What can you tell us about these budget cuts?
Well, we know that the university is trying to cut $10 million from the remaining budget by the end of the fiscal year. So that's in 3 months. So it's a pretty tight timeline. University officials are reaching out to department heads and saying, look through your budgets, see what there's left to cut. They're saying that these cuts are coming now because there are higher than usual healthcare costs and also some unexpected drops in revenue, and they're trying to kind of make up for that. What they're really trying to do is prevent being placed on state fiscal watch. And in order to do that, they need to add money to the reserve fund, which has been really just depleted over the last few years. They started with over $100 million in 2012, and now they're down to about $30 million in that reserve fund. So it's really critical, and the clock is ticking for Wright State.
April, it seems like Wright State's budget problems have been going on for a while now. You know, it wasn't so long ago that we had another round of cuts. I think it was last year. So why is this happening? How did we get to the point where Wright State University is at risk of falling under state fiscal watch?
Well, you're right. There were significant cuts last year, and there were cuts before that as well. Last year's were the most significant. They cut $30 million from their budget, and they also let go of dozens of positions. How did Wright State get here? It's a number of reasons. The big one is overspending. They overspent their budget for a number of years. This was all under President David Hopkins. Hopkins stepped down, and Cheryl Schrader took over. But as I've said before, they've really depleted their reserves, and it's a tough hole for them to try to climb out of.
And it sounds like the stakes are higher for some faculty members, right? Because the faculty union is in the middle of contract negotiations with the university.
That's right. Faculty members are actually a little bit afraid that this latest budget development is going to affect their negotiations negatively, that the university will use it to leverage more cuts for the faculty. I will say that this has been a long time coming. They've been in negotiations for over a year now. And one faculty member told me that the reason it's taken so long is because they really can't come to an agreement on basic things in the contract. At its heart, the faculty is concerned that the university is taking steps to let go of tenured faculty members. Now, ordinarily, it's very difficult to let go of a tenured faculty member. They have job security for academic reasons. But faculty members are telling me that all of the different contract changes that the university is asking for really have to do with giving the university more flexibility to let go of these people because the university's financial situation is so dire. Faculty members are concerned because they say that these types of cuts may affect the university permanently, that they might do irreparable damage to the quality of education at Wright State. And faculty members are saying that it's just really eroding their morale. They're trying really hard to keep the quality of education consistent at Wright State despite all of these cuts, but it's becoming more difficult. I talked to Dr. Nolene McElvenna. She's a history professor at Wright State. She's also part of the faculty union. She's been at the school for 12 years, and she says that she hasn't seen anything like this before.
So we have tried everything we know to shelter them from the loss of morale that we have amongst ourselves, which is profound. And so we keep our venting to each other. But we know our colleagues are looking elsewhere for jobs. We know people are saying, I don't know how much I want to give to this institution. I can see the anger. And so you're torn because you really do not want a single student in your class to suffer in any way.
It's important to note here that last year the faculty union amended their bylaws so that they could call a strike vote if needed. And Dr. McElvenna tells me that they're serious about that, that if they can't come to an agreement with the university, they will walk off the job.
And what have you heard from the university? What is the administration's response?
Well, the university is saying it is way too early to be talking about striking. They're saying that they have negotiated in good faith with the faculty union, and they're in the middle of these contract talks, and they just don't think it's worth even bringing up a strike at this point. They also say that some parts of the negotiation have been fruitful. They've been able to come to an agreement on some key items, and they say they're hopeful they'll be able to come to a final agreement.
And Wright State officials have also said that they're waiting to see the results of this mediator's report, right? So what is in this report? What are you looking for?
That's right. It's a fact-finding report. So basically what that is a fact finder meets with both parties, so Wright State officials and officials from the faculty union. They figure out what items are on the table, why there are disagreements, and they kind of try to come up with a compromise. Now, after they've parsed everything out, they come up with a final report of that compromise. If both parties agree to the terms that are outlined in that report, then that can become a tentative contract. If they don't agree, then negotiations will continue. Now, we were originally expecting that report this week, but that's looking pretty unlikely at this point, just because apparently there are a few issues that still need to be sorted out, but we'll definitely be watching out for that soon.
Well, we look forward to seeing what happens next. Thank you, April.
Thanks.